my book bag. I'm going to read one verse, then I'm going to explain what I'm doing. And for those of you who don't know, I see, God shows me pictures and stuff, and so I see things, and then I go from there. God begins to talk to me, so he shows me some things. Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing well, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Be not weary in doing well, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't faint. Now, I said this at the beginning. God said this morning when you came in, he said, look into their eyes. He said, look into your eyes are the window of your soul. Look. And so I made it a point. Everybody kind of came up, kind of gave you a hug. I looked into your eyes if I had a chance to. All right. I have my book bag here. In it, I have the Bible and I have the cross. Let me explain, and I'm going to put my flashlight in there. Let me explain the Bible. The Bible is kind of like home. It's your father. It's home. It's your home where you get your home training. All right? You learn from the father. You learn from our parent how we're supposed to live, how we're supposed to talk, love, treat people, be kind. This is home life. You ever see somebody act crazy out in the world? You say, they ain't got no home training. Okay? Home life. Learn how to love people. Learn how to treat people. Learn how to talk. That's what you learn at home. All right? God teaches you that. This is what this is for. Home life. The cross. School. Home. School. This is a school. Jesus teaches you. He teaches you the cross. He teaches us about taking up the cross, because you can't follow the Lord unless you take up your cross and follow him. And he teaches us about sacrifice. The whole gist of the cross is this. It's not my way, it's his way. It's not what I want, it's what he wants. It's not where I want to go, it's where he wants me to go. Sacrifice. And it's a lesson, it's something you got to learn. Okay? Got it. I got these two. I have my home life, my education, in my book bag. Book bag represents me. Okay, this is my... Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I'm going to give you the Bible, I'm going to give you the cross, and you got your book bag. Your book bag represents who you are. I'm black. Did y'all notice that? All right. I'm black. I'm a male. Okay? You're a woman. You're a white woman. You're a black woman. That's your book bag. All right? Your height, your weight, who you are, the way you look, that's you. That's your book bag. All right? And this is what you got. You're a Christian. You got your Bible in there, and you got your cross. And he said, and one last thing, your flashlight. When God teaches you about the cross, the Lord teaches you about the cross, and the Father teaches you how to treat people, you become light. You have light. There's revelation, and you can see it. All right? And you can see how to walk through this dark world. And you help other people see how to walk through this dark world. And you go out and you do good, and you help people. Like God's having you do. And so he says, be not weary in doing well. This is your book bag. My yoke is not that heavy. I got a Bible in there. I got a cross in there. And I got the light to help me see. Be not weary in doing well. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And here's what I saw. That's what God said when people come in, look in your eyes. And I saw some people. I'm talking about the picture I saw. I'm not talking about you. All right. I ain't going to mess with y'all. I'm going to mess with the other people that I saw. And they were weary. And they were tired. And he said, be not weary in doing well, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. They were getting tired. And they were getting weary. And some of them kind of took the bag off and just kind of come out. And they got weary. And the Lord said there was three things that would, you know, just touch on three things that were making them weary. So I want to touch on them. Because I don't want you to miss out. One, I was making them weary. condemnation. They felt condemned. Satan has the power of PNS, pain and suffering. Pain, problems, pressure, suffering, sickness, sadness, that's under his control. He has the power. And he has the power to throw it at you. Now, I saw some Christians and they were carrying their bag. The problem was is in there they have a Bible, have a home life, and they have the school life, the cross. But some of them weren't doing too good at home. Some of you might know about some kids, you tell them how to act and then they go out and they act different. They don't act right. It ain't all perfect at home. Am I missing anybody? Okay, all right. They don't do it all right. They're your kids, but they don't, for whatever reason, they don't act and get it all together at home. And there's some issues at home. And there's some issues at school. And they act crazy at school. And they don't listen all the time at school. And so, you got some Christians. I saw these Christians and they were walking and they weren't doing everything right at home. You know, the Lord was telling them, act like this and talk like this, and they would just pull off. They cuss you out and they get mad and they fuss. And then the Lord was saying, you need to go this way. You need to do what the Lord wants you to do it this way. And I know I want to do it this way. And I don't want to go that way. And I don't want to do it this way. And what would happen is Satan would see that. And Satan would throw PNS on. Pain and suffering. Bad. And then he'd throw condemnation and say, you know why you going through what you're going through? Because you ain't been good before the Lord. You done messed up. Yeah, you're a Christian, but you done messed up. And condemnation comes on you. And condemnation will make you weary. Condemnation will wear you out. And you'll be like, God, I'm catching all this hell. I'm catching all this trouble. Oh my goodness. And you get weary. And I know I'm trying to get it together at home and I'm trying to get it together on this cross stuff, but I'm struggling. And so the devil just bam and hit you with pain and suffering. And then he says, it's because you're not walking with it and God's on your case. And so you just carry that. And you just feel condemned and you get weary and you want to give up. And God wants you to know something. Don't give up. I understand. Peter, he didn't have it all together. His home life was a little messed up. His cross life was a little messed up. He didn't want to do it the way the Lord wanted to do it. But don't give up. Don't give up. Don't be weary. Because you're doing some good. The little good that you're doing, keep going. Don't quit. I'm not condemning you. It's the devil. He's telling you that you're a mess at home. He's telling you you don't have it all together. I know what you can do. I know what's going on. I got you. Just keep going. With the little good you're doing, just keep doing it. Don't give up. Don't quit. I know people talking about you and they saying, you ain't worth nothing. You ain't worth a dime. You need to get together. You need to read your Bible more. You need to pray more. You need to sacrifice more. You need to give more. And you're not doing nothing. And I know what they're saying, but I'm with you. Just keep doing it. What you're doing, be not weary and doing well. In due season, you shall reap if you faint not. I know. It's all right. Samson was a mess too. Jacob was a mess too. David was a mess too. But still, it's okay. Just keep going. Yeah. Yes. Go, Dave. Go.
Lord told me I was a mess.
Yes. The second verse, he told me I was a mess.
Yes. And I love it. I told you, remember when I told you, I was messing up one day, and God said, "Van, you are a mess, but you're my mess." It's all right. It's all right. The second one I saw. They were about to give up. They were about to let it go because they were confused. They got confused. What I mean by that is they got their Bible and they got the cross and they're doing better than they've ever done before. You ever been there where, okay, I finally figured this thing out and I'm starting to live right and I'm starting to do right and I'm doing my best. And I'm loving people, and I'm treating people nice, and I'm treating people kind, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I'm sacrificing, and I'm going where the Lord tells me to go, and I'm doing it right. And I'm doing it right, and I catch more hell than I ever caught before. I mean, you talking about rain and pour? I mean, the P&S comes like never before. I didn't catch this when I was living like hell. And all of a sudden, pain comes like never before. Suffering comes like never before. You get more hurt, and I'm doing the best I can do. I know I'm doing better. I don't talk like I used to talk. I don't act like I used to act. I got together, and I'm doing it right now, and I'm finally getting together, and now I'm catching it even more. And when you're catching it, you get confused, because you're like, "God, what are you doing to me? I'm doing what you told me to do now. I'm listening now. I'm following you now. I gave now. I help now. I'm doing it now. And I'm catching it like never before." And I saw they got confused and they had this bag on them and they were getting weary. And Jesus said, "The yoke is easy and my burden is light. But this thing is heavy." And they were confused and they were like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And God was trying to tell him something. And he's trying to say, don't give up. Be not weary in doing well. For in due season you shall reap if you fail. Don't give up. It's not me. In other words, it's not the Lord who's making it hard. Who is it? It's the devil. Why? Because you're pissing him off. You're making him mad. Before, you would mess up. You like, ain't got to worry about that. You don't worry about stuff that ain't bothering you. But if something's bothering you, you're helping more people than you ever helped. You're blessing more people than you ever blessed. You're touching more people than you ever touched. What do you think the devil will do? "Oh, I'm going to just leave him alone." No. He's going to hit you with everything he got. Didn't he hit Jesus with everything he got? But the pain of the cross has a prize to come. He's just mad at you. I didn't understand. And it was a couple times I got worried because I'm like, "Lord, I'm doing everything I know to do and I'm catching more than I've ever caught before in my life." And God said, "Don't give up, man. Be not good." All right, for sake of time, I'll skip the last one. Let me ask you this. When do you get your reward? When?
Okay, let me put it like this. All right. I'll use this since I can use it.
Clemson won the national championship. Okay, all right. They had to play 10 games regular season. Not mistaken. Then they had to play a divisional game, and then they had to play two playoff games. So that's 13 games? 14? 5 games? 15 games? So they had to play more than 12 games? So, look, I don't know how many games they played. That was back when I played. Okay. I'm sorry. That's my turn. Shut up. So, they had to, when do you get your reward? When do you get your reward? Do you get your reward at the beginning of the season? Do you get your reward in the middle of the season? How about when you're getting close to the end? No, you don't get your reward until the season is over. Be not weary in doing well, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Lord, when is this season going to end? I don't know, but when it ends, I'm going to get my reward. You don't get it until you get to the end. When you get to the end, don't faint. If I could sum this whole thing up, keep going. I don't know where you are. I don't know if you feel condemned. I don't know if you feel confused. Don't stop. Don't stop doing good. Be not weary in doing well, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Does that make sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.